Welcome to Catch Mac Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. As we inch closer to summer, low tides become the perfect time to spot certain creatures in the sand. These disc-shaped creatures are beginning to come up from deeper waters, and their shells may also be found washed up along beaches all around the bay. If you've been down to the beach on a low tide recently, you've probably seen some sand dollars nestled in the sand. Many sand dollars can be found on beaches across the Kachemak Bay as we reach the height of spring. They can be found in sandbars in the low intertidal. Sand dollars are echinoderms, as are sea stars, sea urchins, and many other species found in the intertidal. While sand dollars do not have arms like their sea star relatives, they do share a similar radial symmetry pattern on their shells. There are over 250 known species of sand dollars, with habitats ranging from the cold waters on the northernmost coast of Alaska to the coast of Argentina. Sand dollars are very resilient, and the ability to adapt to the new environments in ways such as their opportunistic feeding habits and flexible reproductive processes has allowed them to spread across the Americas. The species of sand dollar that we have here is the common sand dollar. This species mostly lives in the Atlantic along the eastern coast of the US and Canada, as well as the coast of Alaska and Russia near the Bering Sea. The species that is usually found in the Pacific Ocean along the western coast of the US and Alaska is the eccentric sand dollar. While these are normally not found in Alaska, there have been occasional sightings of them. The easiest way to distinguish between the common sand dollar and the eccentric sand dollar is the pattern on their backs. The common sand dollar has a centered star on its back, while the eccentric sand dollar has an off-centered star. This is where it gets the word eccentric in its name. The common sand dollar are filter feeders. They use the cilia on the underside of their body to funnel plankton and other microscopic organisms to their mouth from the water and sediment around them. The common sand dollar can reproduce both sexually and asexually. While they typically only reproduce sexually, they can reproduce asexually under stressful situations, splitting into smaller cones that can be safer from predators. While a common sand dollar does not have many predators due to their unappealing tough exoskeleton, certain crabs, sea stars, and fish do eat them sometimes. Sand dollars are very much a delight to find around the beach, and collecting their shells when they wash up on the beach is also a fun activity. But remember to make sure that the sand dollar is dead before you pick it up on the beach. Dead sand dollars are generally white or light colored, more brittle, and lack the small hair-like spines called cilia on their underside. A living sand dollar would usually be dark green, brown, purple, or gray, with moving cilia on the underside. I recently went down to the beach on a low tide and found a fair amount of sand dollars nestled in the sand. If you're eager to find some too, next weekend has some great morning low tides, so if you go to the right beach, you'll be sure to find them. This is written by Latuya Higman and read by Liv Ladere, and this has been Catch Mac Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.